Hi, welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Megillah. We are fortunate to be beginning the third chapter, Perek Gimel, of Masechet Megillah today. It's in the middle of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, 21a. This chapter, the third chapter, begins with some discussion about the reading of the Megillah and then quickly transitions into general rules and halachot of Torah reading in general. In some versions of the Mishnayot, they have the fourth chapter and then the third chapter. This makes more sense to me, and this is how it is in our traditional text. Let's begin right in the middle of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Hakorei et haMegillah omed v'yoshev. One may read the Megillah standing and sitting. This means standing or sitting. In other words, there's no preferential position. There are some Rishonim that have a different girsa here, where it says that one who reads it either standing or sitting is yotze, meaning b'di'eved, you should sit, but standing is the preferable way of doing it. And as we know, as we'll see, reading it standing is the way you're supposed to read the Torah. So some suggest that if you're reading the Megillah in public, you should l'chatchila stand, whereas if you're reading it privately, you could stand or sit. But the simple reading of our Mishnah is that there's no preference. You can read it standing or sitting. That's case number one. Case number two, kara echad kar'u hashnayim. One reads or two reads. Now this means not sequentially, not like you read one chapter, I read another chapter, but at the exact same time, simultaneously. So even if two people are reading the Megillah at the same time, yatsu, they're both yotze. Makom shenagu levarech, yivarech, in a place where they have a custom to make a bracha, they should make a bracha. V'shelo levarech, in a place where they don't have the custom to make the bracha, lo yivarech, they don't make the bracha. Those three lines are the extent of our chapters dealing with the Megillah. Now we move on to Torah, and we say, Basheni v'chamishi b'Shabbat b'mincha kor'in shlosha. On Monday and on Thursday and on Shabbat at mincha, we read three aliyot. We call up three aliyot, which is how we do it. Now, this is referring back to a number of takanot. The discussion of this is in Baba Kama, Perek Pei, Daf Pei Bet Amud Aleph, in which it says that Moshe established for the Jewish people that they should read the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays so they wouldn't go 3 days without hearing the Torah. Ezra extended this takana to say that on Mondays and Thursdays they should read three aliyot and a minimum of 10 psukim, and also that they should read on Shabbat Mincha as well. Okay, ein pochtin mehen ve'ein mosifin alehen. When you read three aliyot on Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbat mincha, you cannot read less than three aliyot, ein pochtin, and you cannot add on more than three aliyot, ein mosifin. Ve'ein maftirin v'navi, and we do not have a haftorah in the prophets, like we do on Shabbat morning. Ha'poteach ve'achotem ba'torah, the one who opens and closes the Torah, mivarech lefaneha uli achareha, blesses before and after. That seems like in Talmudic times, they may have only made a bracha, the first guy may have made a bracha at the beginning, and the last guy made a bracha at the end. So there was a bracha at the beginning of the Torah reading, at the end of the Torah reading. Our custom now, as Tosos points out, is that every aliyah that goes up makes a bracha before and after the Torah, which is also a possible reading of the Mishnah, but that is our custom now. On Rosh Chodesh and on the intermediate days of the festival, Korin Arba'a, we read four. In other words, we call up four aliyot. Ein pochtin mehen ve'ein mosifin aleihem. We cannot do fewer than four aliyot, and we cannot add on more than four aliyot. And those are generally all of those things, as we'll see in the Gemara, have to do with the fact that they're work days, and we don't want to be matriach people to make the davening too long. Ve'ein maftirin v'navi, we do not have a haftorah. Hapoteach ve'achotem ba'torah, the one who opens and closes the Torah, mivarech lefanaha uliachareha, makes a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Zeha klal, as we've seen in previous Mishnayot, after we give some specific examples, we now give a general principle. This is the general principle. Kol sheyesh bo musaf, any day that has musaf, so it has a musaf offering, which means it has a musaf service, ve'eno yom tov, but it is not yom tov, korin arba'a, you read four aliyot, that's the definition of Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaShemoed. B'Yom Tov, if it is also a festival day, we read five aliyot, which is what we do on Pesach and on Rosh Hashanah and on Shavuot and on Sukkot. We read five aliyot during the week. B'Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, even if it's during a weekday, Shisha, we call up six aliyot. B'Shabbat Shiva, and on Shabbat we call up seven. Ein pochtin mehen, you may not read fewer than this number of aliyot, 5 on Yantif and 6 on Yom Kippur and 7 on Shabbat. Aval, but mosifin alehem, you can add on. If you've ever been in shul, when there's a simcha, you know that sometimes they add hosafot in the Shabbat reading, usually only on Shabbat morning and sometimes on Yom Tov. Umaftirin b'navi, and we have a haftorah that's a prophetic reading, a reading from the Nevi'im. Haputeach v'achotim b'atorah mivorech lefaneho le'achareha. The one who opens and closes the Torah blesses before and afterwards. Okay, that's our Mishnah. Gemara. Now the part of the Gemara we're going to deal with today is just the part about standing and sitting. Tana, we have a teaching. Masha ein kein b'atorah. We learned in the Megillah that you can stand or sit. But regarding the Torah, that's not true. You have to stand. Minaha nemile. How do I know that this is true? What's the source? Amar Rabbi Abahu de Amar Kra. Rabbi Abahu says there's a verse that's in Devarim chapter Hey. It's right after the Aseret HaDibrot. Ve'ata, and you, Hashem is speaking to Moshe, po, here, amodi madi, you stand with me. Now Rabbi Abahu is scandalized by this pasuk. V'amar Rabbi Abahu, il male mikra katuv, had it not been that this was written in scripture, iev shar laomro, it would be impossible to say such a thing. Kavayachol, as it were, or in so to speak, afakarish barchu b'amidah, even Hashem is standing there. Hashem is saying to Moshe, come stand with me. And Rabbi Abahu says, how can you say such an anthropomorphic thing about Hashem? But that's what the Torah says. But from here we learn that when you are learning the Torah from Hashem, you should be standing. Well, Rabbi Abahu is going to say that now in a separate teaching. V'amar Rabbi Abahu, minayin la rav shelo yeshev al gabe mita v'yishanel l'talmido al gabe karka. What's the source that a rabbi shouldn't teach on a couch while his students sit on the floor? Shenemar ve'ata po'i amori madi. You should stand there with me. In other words, it sounds like both the student and the teacher should be standing when they learn Torah, although that's not clear. Rashi says, actually, surprisingly, that either they should both sit on the couch or both sit on the ground. The idea here is that the teacher and the student should be in the same position. However, the verse says amodi madi. So are you focusing on the amod, which would sound like you have to stand, or the imadi, which means you should do it like me? Whatever the pose of the teacher is should be the pose of the students. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught. That's the abbreviation. We're 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom, right in the middle of the line. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught. Mimot Moshe, from the days of Moses, v'ad Rabban Gamliel, until Rabban Gamliel, which is the Tanaitic period. Lo hayu lemedin Torah ela me'umad. They only taught Torah when they were standing up. Mishemet Rabban Gamliel, when Rabban Gamliel died, yarad choli le'olam, sickness or weakness came into the world. Vayu lemedin Torah miyushav, and they began to teach, or they taught Torah sitting. In other words, ideally we should teach Torah while standing, but since we're not as strong as the previous generations, we teach Torah while sitting. V'hainu ditnan, and this is what we've learned in a Mishnah. Mishemet Rabban Gamliel hazakein, the Hagos HaBach adds in the word hazakein, when Rabban Gamliel, the elder, passed away. Batel kavod Torah, the Torah's honor went away. And by this we're saying that honor of the Torah went away, that people had to sit when they taught Torah. Okay, now we move on. Ketuv echad omer, one verse says, Va'eshev bahar, Moshe says, I sat on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. He went up to Mount Sinai. V'katuv echad omer, and another verse says, V'enochi amati bahar, I stood on the mountain. So which is it, Moshe? Did he sit on the mountain or stand on the mountain? It seems like a contradiction between standing and sitting, which is our topic here about learning Torah while standing or sitting. So we're going to provide three possible solutions to this purported contradiction between these two verses, one in Devarim Hey and one in Devarim Tet. Amar Rav, Rav says, Omed v'lomed yoshev v'shoneh. When you learn the material the first time, you stand up, or when you learn it, you stand up and you learn it, and then when you review it or when you teach it to others, you sit down. So there's some standing and there's some teaching depending on what exact activity you're involved in. Reb Chanina said, Lo omed v'lo yoshev ela shocheh. Don't stand or sit. Do a compromise. Bend over. So this is kind of like the mezuzah, right? And don't stand up straight, and don't lie down, but be on a slant. Be on a curve. So you're like threading the middle. That's Rabbi Chanina's solution. Rabbi Yochanan, the third solution, he says, Amar ein yeshiva ela lashon ikva. When Moshe says va'ishev bahar, he doesn't mean that he sat. Ein yeshiva, the word yeshiva only means lashon ikva. It means delay or hesitation. In other words, I stayed on the mountain for 40 days. Not that I sat there, but I stayed there. Shenemar vateshvu b'kadesh yamim rabim. As it says in the Torah, and they dwelt in Kadesh for many days. What it means they dwelt in Kadesh is not that they were actually sitting, but that they stayed there. And we have a fourth solution as well. I only listed the three, but here's the fourth solution. Rava Amar, Rava says, Rakot me'umad, things that are gentle, you can stand up and hear them. The kashot miushav, and things that are difficult, you should sit down. So when you standing, I guess you're a little more vulnerable somehow, or you're not as serious. So things that are gentle and not that difficult, you can hear them. But things that are very difficult, admonishments, or very